Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So, Erin, have you ever been to Green Island?
I have.
Okay, I haven't. Tell me about it.
It's very green.
Right.
It's beautiful, actually. I was only there for a couple of days, and I think it rained most of the time.
Mm.
So we didn't go out very much. And when we were there, there are very famous hot springs there.
Are those the ones where you can watch the sunrise?
I'm not sure. I just know that there's saltwater hot springs.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
I've heard of those.
They were closed when we were there, so we didn't get to see them.
Disappointing.
But yeah, we did. One of the nights we were there was clear, so we spent the night on the beach and kind of just relaxed, I guess.
Did you go by the ferry?
Yes,
we did. Is it as bad and bumpy as everybody says?
It was for some people.
Okay.
Some of the ferries have like a little room in the back that's sort of just like a padded room.
For people to go and
lay down, basically.
Oh, not just be sick. I thought it was like an actual room for vomiting.
They just do that in the actual ferry, like where they sit.
Yeah, that's no fun. Yeah. Now, so we're going to combine talking about Green Island with talking about energy. And if you remember last year, that power station went down due to a mistake, and there were those sort of, we call rolling blackouts.
Mm-hmm, yep.
A rolling blackout is when just the power goes out in one area for a bit, and then it's in like the next neighborhood for a bit, and they do that to kind of save energy so that the entire country doesn't lose power all at once.
Yes.
So we're going to combine these ideas of Green Island and power supply as we look at this month's News Digest article, which is going to see Green Island and bringing in a whole new kind of energy. Let's read about it.
Okay.
Taiwan's Green Island could soon be getting its electricity from a new source. Last year, the Taiwan Power Company announced plans to test a geothermal power plant there. The drilling phase of the operation began in December 2017, and the trial is intended to be complete by the end of August. If the trial is successful, construction will begin on a power plant expected to be operational sometime in 2020. Currently, Green Island's power comes from a coal-fired plant, which is old and can't always generate enough energy for the island. Furthermore, its overhead power lines are vulnerable to typhoons. If they're knocked down, the power outages can last for days. A geothermal plant would not only end these problems, but also make the island more eco-friendly. Geothermal energy works by tapping the immense temperatures and pressure below the Earth's surface. Plant workers drill down several kilometers and then either use the steam to directly power turbines or extract boiling hot liquid. This liquid either produces steam of its own or is used in heat exchanges that generate power. Either way, it's then returned to the earth to heat up again, making it a renewable source. In addition, no pollutants are emitted during this process. One of the main drawbacks of geothermal energy is that it's expensive to set up the power plants in the first place. It's also hard to build such plants near cities, as they are generally large and require miles of pipes. But in remote areas such as Green Island, this isn't a problem. These plants also work best in areas with high geothermal instability, so Green Island once again fits the bill. With this development, it appears that Taiwan is taking another step toward environmentally friendly energy production.
All right. Good work, Taiwan.
Yeah.
Going green.
It's one of a few things that's being looked at. Wind farms and solar panels and electric scooters and stuff like that.
We recently did an article about that using that current in the ocean.
Yes, the ocean, the Kuroshio, I think it's called, to sort of use wave power.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we're doing here, if we look at the title, it says Green Island, to go green with geothermal energy. When you go green, it's just another way of saying you become more eco-friendly. You do less or fewer things that are more destructive towards the earth, I guess.
Yeah, that could be recycling, mm-hmm. that could be cleaning up, that's
right.
environmental energy, that's using a metal coffee flask, not buying mm-hmm. cardboard ones and throwing them out every time.
Right. Well, and what we're doing here, what Green Island is going green by using geothermal energy. Now, geothermal is just related to the heat that's found inside the earth.
That's right.
It's sort of, maybe there's hot water down there, whatever. I'm not actually sure what's down there. I'm not a geography major, but there's something really hot down there.
Yeah, liquid rock.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
It's very hot down at the core of the earth, and mm-hmm. that heat turns the rock either super hot or into
right.
a liquid form, and there is enough liquid that gets down in there so that it boils off. And sometimes it's just water, sometimes it's other liquids,
right.
and so on.
Okay, well, let's find out here in our introduction sentence. It says, Taiwan's Green Island could soon be getting its electricity from a new source. So that means they're obviously using an old source, which is mm-hmm. probably less eco-friendly. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But now they're going to be getting it from a new source, this geothermal source.
Yeah, and we see that last year, so 2017, the Taiwan Power Company announced plans to test a geothermal power plant there.
Mm-hmm.
So a power plant is just a very large, it's almost like a factory for producing energy.
Right.
And this could be done by burning stuff. It can be mm-hmm. done by boiling stuff. It can mm-hmm. be done by using nuclear reaction to produce mm-hmm. energy.
Right.
Any kind of plant that basically produces electricity and mm-hmm. energy for the country is called a power plant. You might have a very small power plant for an individual
right.
you know, factory or complex of buildings, mm-hmm. but these are the really big ones that power what, certainly in the UK, we call the national grid.
Right.
Which is like the overall power mm-hmm. supply for the country.
Right. I do recognize that term. I think in Canada it might be a little bit different because it's kind of just spread out sort
yeah,
of thing.
So I'm it's not, a bit more yeah. condensed in the UK.
Right. I know. Yeah, I know where I am too. It's nuclear, so like I'm not really sure how it works.
But. Yeah, but it all sort of feeds into just where we get our power, our electricity from. And of course, this is a geothermal power plant, so mm-hmm. it's going to use energy from the Earth's own heat. We discuss exactly how that works later, but let's get back to these kind of trial plans. They're going to test it first to make sure it's going to work. What are their plans?
Okay, well, the drilling phase of the operation began in December 2017. So not too long ago, just a few months ago, they started to sort of do the construction to start this plan. And they said the drilling phase. Now, when you drill something, you make a hole in something using a tool called a drill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can use small drills in your house just to sort of drill a hole in the wall, maybe to hang up a picture or to fix something. Just drill a hole into a piece of furniture to kind of put it together, that sort of thing. But here we're talking about huge drills, and they'd be drilling or making a hole, a big hole in the earth, to kind of build these structures and get this boiling liquid out.
Yeah. But what sets drills apart from, like, digging is that drill goes round and round.
That's right.
It doesn't just sort of pull stuff out like mm-hmm. a big shovel or a truck that has that kind of thing. It's a tool that spins round and round, and mm-hmm. as it does that, it clears a hole.
Right.
And this is the drilling phase. So a phase is another way of saying a stage or a step. It's sort of one part in a set of several parts. So
mm-hmm.
there's a planning phase where you plan stuff,
right.
a drilling phase where you get the hole in the ground,
mm-hmm.
then there might be a building phase mm-hmm. as you construct the pipes and all the other stuff, a
yeah.
trial phase where you're doing it on a small scale to see what happens. It's just all the different steps in
right.
something, which each of which will have its own various activities.
Right. And these are actually all the steps of the operation.
Mm.
Now, the operation is a set of planned actions or activities for a particular purpose. So the particular purpose in this case is building this power plant.
Yeah.
Now, all of the different steps or phases make up this whole operation.
That's right. It's the overall thing. So the drilling phase has already begun, you know, five, 6 months ago.
Right.
The trial, which is the testing, is this going to work? Is it going to supply enough power? Are there going to be problems? That is intended to be complete by the end of August. So a few months away, if everything goes on time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just see what happens, basically. Can we get enough power? Can we get it to the homes that need it? And so on.
Right.
And if this trial is successful, then construction will begin on a power plant expected to be operational sometime in 2020. So the trial phase is not going to involve building everything. They're going to do it on a much smaller scale. They're not going to involve building the entire power plant first, then testing it in case it doesn't work. So they build a smaller scale one, they try it out. And then if that works, they start construction. And that is the building of something. Just kind of, that's it.
Yeah.
We can call something a construction, and that's like a building.
Right.
Here we're meaning it to be the process of building something, whether it's a house, a bridge, you know, a factory, some kind of large structure.
Right. It's usually used in large structures.
Yes.
Sort of
you could say you could construct a dollhouse or even construct a wedding cake.
Yes.
Maybe because it's a more elaborate thing, but we generally use it to mean something big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, currently, let's find out what's going on in Green Island now to give people power there. It says, currently, Green Island's power comes from a coal-fired plant. Now, coal, obviously, is kind of that blackish rock that's in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You usually find fossils and stuff in it. And
It's a carbon source that's kind of been compressed by, again, pressure, temperature, into a black lump of... It's kind of halfway between wood and stone, it almost seems like.
Yeah.
But you can burn it for heat. You can burn it for various, you know, even a bit of light and so on.
And it was quite common in the past, and it's still common in some places now, but it's becoming less common because it isn't very eco-friendly. It actually produces a lot of chemicals in the air and sort of makes everything dirty. And
there's a more limited supply. You know, we could use up all or most of the coal, and digging further would be bad for the planet in different ways.
Exactly. So we know that they've got this coal-fired plant, but it's very old and it doesn't always generate enough energy for the island. So it might generate some energy, but not enough. Now, when you generate something, you produce something or you cause something to happen by doing something. So here we're just saying that this coal-fired plant is making energy, but it's not making enough.
Yeah, maybe there's not enough coal, or maybe the plant is so old that the efficiency isn't very good.
Right.
And that's one problem. We see that furthermore, that's the plant's overhead power lines are vulnerable to typhoons. So overhead means these power lines that take the power from the plant to the homes are overhead. They're in the air. They're wires, basically, stretching from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being pipes under the ground or wires under the ground, as you will see a lot more in more modern things like that.
Right.
And because they're overhead, they can be blown down by heavy winds and so on in typhoons.
Right.
If you're vulnerable to something, you are easily affected by that thing. You're weak against that thing.
Right. Right. Okay. So that's one more problem that this sort of power plant has. And then here it says, if they're knocked down, the power outages can last for days. Of course, Green Island, not the easiest place to get to. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the ferry and getting trucks over there to sort of fix power lines and teams
and
stuff.
With all the equipment.
Right. It takes a few days for that to happen. So here we're saying if they're knocked down, when something's knocked down, it's sort of pushed down or it's fallen down. The wind is so strong that it sort of caused it to come out of the air and go down onto the ground, sort of thing. A building can be knocked down if it's old and it's not being used anymore. You'll bring trucks in and kind of make it disappear, I guess. Yeah.
People can be knocked down by a, you know, you could be knocked down by someone. You could be knocked down by a very strong wind. You could be knocked down by an explosion nearby, all sorts.
Yeah. And so what's happening is that when these lines go down, the power outages can last for days. So an outage is just the period of time when the electricity is not running. So we did talk about those rolling blackouts a bit in the introduction. When the power goes out, that's called an outage.
Yeah, it's a slightly more formal word than blackout. You'll hear a lot of people saying, oh, there's a blackout, that sort of thing. The power's out. Outage is, would be the more correct sort of formal word for it. So there are these various problems with Green Island's coal plant. And the article says a geothermal plant would not only end these problems, so kind of stop the supply problems, the vulnerability problems, the outages, but also make the island more eco-friendly because we've said coal is not good for the environment, particularly geothermal, as we'll find out in a moment, is much better. So we're going to get into how geothermal energy works, but right now we're going to take a short break. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. And it's time for some kind of science-y stuff now, a bit of mechanics.
Yeah.
I can see Erin's sort of smiling, but I'm not sure if that's a genuine smile of joy.
It sort of means that I kind of understand it because I can speak and read English and I know all these words, but I'm not really sure I understand the mechanics of it. So I'll do my best.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah. I may have to lean back a little bit on Pat's more scientific knowledge. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, so it starts out by saying geothermal energy works by tapping the immense temperatures and pressure below the Earth's surface. So we do kind of know a little bit about this already, but let's look at this word tapping to find out what we mean. We don't mean here to sort of hit something with your fingers.
Yeah, like tap, tap, tap.
Right. So here, tap, this verb is... It's used to say that you're using or taking what is needed from something. So if you said you were tapping into your savings account, that means that you're using some of the money from your savings account to pay for something. You wouldn't do this quite often. Usually when you do that, when you tap into your savings account, it means that you really need to pay for something important.
Yes.
So what we're doing here is we're tapping into this energy source. We're taking this energy source out of the earth and we're going to use it to provide electricity.
Yes, you're drawing from an existing resource, some kind of supply that's already there.
Yes.
For example, if there was a waterfall and you set up something to, you know, to spin a generator around, you'd be tapping the power of the waterfall.
Right.
We talked about wind farms, they're tapping winds, the currents in the ocean can be tapped.
Right.
Now, you can say tap into, you can also just say tap by itself, the into is optional. And here, we're tapping the immense temperatures and pressure below the Earth's surface. Immense means very big or very high or very strong. So it's modifying something by meaning it's bigger, larger, stronger, and more powerful. So the temperatures down there are really high.
Yes. Not the kind of heat you ever want to experience.
And the pressure is also very high. And that's quite important. If you think about if you squeeze your arm, it'll feel hot, right? Because the pressure actually causes temperature and also kind of creates its own energy by forcing things into a small space.
Right.
So that's sort of how that bit works. So for that bit, just understand, down there in the earth, there is power in a sort of form. There is heat, there is energy.
Okay, so what we're doing now, or what the plant workers are doing, is they're drilling down. So they're using these drills that turn round and round and round to go farther and deeper down into the earth. In fact, they go down several kilometers, and then they do one of two things. They either use the steam that's produced.
Yeah. So steam will come out of that hole like it would in a, you boil a kettle, steam comes out because it's hot inside.
Yeah, and there's energy. So this energy is going to produce the steam and it's going to either directly power the turbines, which are sort of like the motors.
Yes.
Yes, they're like an engine. And The way it works is a pressure, like steam or a liquid, yep, or something, will turn circular motor around and around really fast.
Yeah, they look like big fans. Mm-hmm. And as you spin them around, then they've got like a, almost like a stick on them. And as the stick spins around, that generates energy.
Right. Okay, so that's one of the things,
yeah,
they
just,
can do. Yeah,
just make this thing spin with, mm-hmm, the steam, and there you've got power. Very simple.
Okay. Or they could extract boiling hot liquid. Now, when you extract something, you remove it from another place. It's, mm-hmm, usually used to talk about taking one substance out of another one. So,
yep,
you can extract oil from various things like flowers or coffee beans or plants, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Here, olives.
You could extract this liquid from the ground. You can take it out.
Yeah, boiling, mm-hmm, hot liquid, which means it's hot enough to boil.
Mm-hmm.
That could mean with water, it's like 100 degrees Celsius, mm-hmm, because that's when it boils and turns from liquid into steam.
Right.
Because this water has also got some metals, it's not just water, the boiling point is likely a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
So even so, it's still turning into steam. So,
right,
it's well over 100 degrees Celsius.
Mm.
Super hot stuff.
Right.
Right. Now,
very
this
hot.
Is. Okay. So we've either got steam,
mm-hmm,
spinning the turbines,
yep,
create energy, or we have this super hot liquid.
Okay.
Now, this liquid either produces steam of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So just as it boils, it's creating the steam. So instead,
okay,
of taking the steam directly from the earth, you're taking the liquid and then taking the steam from that. Maybe it's just more efficient that way. You get,
right,
more steam that way,
mm-hmm,
to power the turbine.
Okay.
Or is used in heat exchanges that generate power.
Okay. This is the one that I might need you to,
okay,
help me out with.
So a heat exchange is when something that is hot,
puts
that heat, that energy, into something that's colder, bringing them both to about the same temperature.
Okay.
Think of boiling water in a,
mm-hmm,
saucepan. You're, mm-hmm, not heating the water directly.
No,
you're heating the saucepan, which,
yeah,
transfers its heat and into the water.
Okay.
So here, imagine two pipes, mm-hmm, are touching each other and going, or one hot pipe is going through a tank of cold water.
Right. Okay.
As the hot water goes through the pipe, the cold water in the tank will get
warmer.
Hotter,
okay,
and the hot water in the pipe will get cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So one cools down, the other heats up. It's,
okay,
a heat exchange.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I get that.
And as it does that, it generates power,
okay,
either because it's causing water to move through turbines, causing steam to move through turbines, or just straight up when energy is transferred from one thing to another, it can generate power.
I'm so glad that there are scientists out there that understand these things so that I,
yeah,
don't have to say it's magic.
Yeah, there are basically two or three or four different ways to run a geothermal,
mm,
plant. And one plant may, in fact, run two or three of these different processes depending,
okay,
on what they've got coming out of the earth, whether,
okay,
it's steam, hot water, whatever. They just do it in one or two different ways to get as much power as they can.
Okay.
But either way, with, mm-hmm, the liquid, this hot liquid that's come up,
mm-hmm,
it's then returned to the earth to heat up again. So it's not wasted.
Mm.
You don't throw away that boiling hot liquid, even,
right,
if it's got colder again. You just put it back down into the earth.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Where it's going to get hot again, because the Earth's power isn't going to go away.
Okay.
Hopefully not for millions of years, at least.
Yes, I hope so. Okay, well,
and that makes it a renewable source.
Yes. Now, a renewable source is something that can be used again and again. And that's because a renewable source, it just recreates itself. It replaces itself naturally. You don't need to make it again and again. It does it itself,
mm-hmm,
sort of thing. And we need to be using more renewable sources,
yeah,
because we don't want to run out of the ones that aren't,
yeah,
renewable.
The coal. So renewable stuff is like solar power, wind power,
mm-hmm,
wave power, geothermal.
Right.
Whereas non-renewables are things like gases, fossil,
mm-hmm,
fuels, coal.
Right. Okay, so in addition to this, so that's not the only good thing, this renewable source, it's that no pollutants are emitted during this process. So in this whole process, we are taking stuff out of the earth, we're creating power with steam or really hot liquid, and then we're putting it back in. None of this releases pollutants or chemicals or bad substances that make things dirty or soiled.
Dark smoke into the air, waste water into the rivers.
There's nothing to make the air or the water dirty.
Yes, a pollutant is something that causes pollution.
Right.
And it's emitted, which means it is produced usually in the form of either gas or sort of radiation, like you can emit heat, for example.
Right.
Something hot emits heat. Mm-hmm. Something could emit noise, which is also a kind of radiation, or it can emit gas, like from the back of a scooter or a car.
Right.
So no pollutants, that means they're not released into the air, they're not radiating like with nuclear power and so on.
Okay.
So you might be thinking then, why doesn't everybody get a geothermal plant?
That was actually the exact question I was thinking.
There you go. Of course, if it's there, why don't we use it?
Exactly.
Well, there are drawbacks. One I don't mention here is, these things aren't always as efficient and easy as a coal plant. Coal plants go to power.
Not yet.
Not yet, exactly. Mm-hmm. Coal plants are much easier to work with and power a lot more homes than we can do with geothermal right now. And there's another drawback.
Okay. One of the drawbacks, the one that we haven't mentioned yet, a drawback before we go on is a disadvantage. It's a reason that you might not want to use something. So it's the opposite of a benefit or an advantage.
We could also say downside. Mm-hmm. We could say a con when you have pros and cons.
Yes.
It's a down when you have ups and downs and so on.
Okay, so one of these drawbacks is that geothermal energy is expensive to set up in the first place. So it might not be so expensive to run once it's there, but just building it, just finding the place where it's going to be efficient, just all of this stuff that goes into making this plant is really expensive. And so that's why we haven't seen them so far. It's because so far it's been cheaper to just use coal or nuclear or these other sort of sources that we use right now.
Yes.
I think the same goes with solar
and wind
power.
Most of these are expensive to set up in the first place. That means to build the things, to get it started, to get it working and efficient is a lot more expensive than just building a coal plant.
Right.
It's also hard to build such plants, so such plants means geothermal plants, near cities, as they are these plants are generally large and require miles of pipes. So you need all this stuff going on underneath the ground. You wouldn't be able to build too many houses near and so on. So, you just need to build a lot of stuff. So you can't just go, well, we'll stick one right in the middle of Taipei.
Right.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, can you imagine the geothermal plant just
sitting,
disrupting our MRT services and all these things? It's just not imaginable.
Yeah.
Also, it takes a really long time. It's hard.
It does, yeah.
It's hard to get energy to a city from far away.
Yes.
And so if you're building a plant far away, it's not really efficient. So, but unfortunately for Green Island, that isn't the case. Green Island is quite remote in areas. There's small little villages sort of dotted around the edges, but that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing about geothermal plants is these plants also work best in areas with high geothermal instability. Geothermal instability means there's more likely to be earthquakes, volcanic activity. The earth is always kind of moving and creating stuff. I mean, Taiwan as a whole has got a lot of geothermal instability. All this sort of area of the Pacific does.
Right.
Green Island has its own. It's got some of those, I think it's like the hot springs.
It's the hot
springs.
You
need geothermal stuff to get hot springs.
Yeah.
So Green Island fits the bill. If something fits the bill, it's perfect for that purpose. It's almost like you've got a bill saying we need this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
And Green Island goes, check, 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 check.
Right.
We've got all the things that are required on this bill or on this list.
All right. Well, it sounds perfect for Green Island. And that's why here it says with this development, it appears that Taiwan is taking another step toward environmentally friendly energy production. So Green Island's got everything it needs to do this. So once the trial period is finished, if it's successful, it's just one more thing that Taiwan is doing right to sort of go green.
Yeah, and get more energy in an environmentally friendly way.
Right.
Hopefully it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the end of our article. Hopefully we'll hear more news about this over the next sort of year or so as the trial concludes and so on and the plant hopefully starts being built. But right now we're out of time. Thanks for listening. For English English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.